July 28th, 2017. Once again, I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Lord, God of the universe, Father of all truth. You, my obedient children, must realize that Satan, who is the father of all lies, is at work in your government and in all governments, trying to present evil as good. This subversive factor is trying to undermine the truth and the good intentions of your president. The evil one uses ambition in hearts to entice souls to believe in him. In a powerful way, he targets career politicians who seek their own advantage and not the welfare of the people they represent or the nation. This is why you as a nation must pray to distinguish good from evil, so that you are not tricked into supporting evil. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 11, and chapter 6, 10 through 17. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.